Once again, I'm Brady Walker. Christine Sinclair, you're great for getting up early for us. We appreciate it. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
And you just finished a season with the Portland Thorns. Portland, Oregon is a fantastic. Tell us about how you like being in Portland.
I mean, Portland, it's a incredible city to play soccer in. I went to school there, so I have many roots there. And, I mean, the fan base is incredible. I think we averaged about 16,000 fans for a women's soccer team, which is just unheard of around the world.
And you found that, too. Good soccer. There are good soccer cities and some that haven't taken to it. In Seattle and Portland, it's just been incredible what's happened there with both the MLS teams, and you guys get great support as well.
Yeah, I think it started with the MLS. They created quite the rivalry between Portland and Seattle. And, you know, especially in the women's side, it's really taken off in Portland. The way they support the Thorns, they also support the University of Portland. I mean, I think that school averages about 5,000 fans a game. It's the place to play women's soccer right now.
We all remember the bronze medal win and, of course, the big game against the USA in the semi at last Olympics. And the debate always is, it seems, with certain elements of women's sports, it's the same with hockey, is, you know, generating that interest and sustaining it. Do you feel that now that the World Cup is around the corner, all those casual observers that did pay some mind a few years ago, it's going to be reignited in the back of their mind?
I hope so. I just think with the result we had in London, it was perfect timing, knowing that we're hosting the next Women's World Cup, and obviously that's right around the corner. Soccer is going to be in the forefront in Canada over the next couple of years, and hopefully we're able to draw in a lot of fans, and they can continue to support our women's and men's teams.
We've had John Herdman on before. We love talking to him. We rib him about how Newcastle is never going to accomplish that much in the Premier League again. You guys should do the same. Yeah, exactly. But when you think about it, Christine, can you put in a few sentences what he's done for your program? And not just the profile, but obviously the results. No one ever knows how a coaching relationship with a team is going to work out, but this seems to have worked out fantastically for everybody.
I mean, John, he's incredible. He took over a broken team after the last World Cup. I mean, we finished dead last in the World Cup 4 years ago. And, he just, so quickly he was able to change our team into a team that believed that we could beat anyone, we could compete with any team in the world. And obviously that happened in London, and his focus on the youth and the under-20 national team and bringing those players up onto the full team. The future is very bright with him as the head coach.
Christine Sinclair, kind of joins Canadian Tire Partner Athlete Jumpstart Ambassador. We'll talk about that in a sec. You're well aware of some of the talk of next year and playing on non-natural grass. Do you weigh in at all, or do you say, I understand it. Yes, ideally, for a long period of time, we'd rather play on grass, but in a month-long tournament where there might be 4, 5, 6 matches a nation, this is too important a moment. This is too important a thing, and we'll play with what we have. Do you have a take on it?
Yeah, well, I think, if you ask any soccer player, they'd prefer to play on natural grass. It's a fact. I'm proud of the CSA and Canada for hosting this tournament, and, we're not, as a team, we're not going to focus on what surface we're playing on. We're going to focus on trying to win the World Cup and let the others worry about what field they're playing on.
Christine Sinclair is joining us, of course, Canadian Tire Partner Athlete, Jumpstart Ambassador.
Yeah, we all know, obviously, everything begins at the grassroots level, Christine, and in terms of the Canadian Tire partnership and the Jumpstart with the City of Toronto having more kids play soccer, kids that can't afford to play soccer have the opportunity to do so. Tell us about your ambassador role.
Well, I think through the Jumpstart Learn to Play Soccer camps, it just gained kids off the sidelines and onto the field. And, I believe in that so much. I believe that every kid, deserves to have a chance to play. It doesn't matter what their background is. Sports have given me so much in life. And, I think all these kids deserve that those same opportunities, and through these programs, you know, they get those opportunities, and I'm honored to be a part of it.